wrapped around your soul with no control. Hello, welcome to the Lately PHP podcast. After many years of absence, we've been working a lot on many things, and this is the return of the Jedi. No, this is the return of just common PHP developers like myself. And but I have now a great company, Mike Stowe from the Nomad PHP fame. And we are going to try to make this time useful and nice for you to watch or listen or read. Maybe if you do a transcript, you can also read what we are saying. I hope it will be useful, and we'll be talking a lot of PHP and a lot of the latest developments, and hopefully a bit about the future. But first, I'd like to introduce you to Mike Stowe. For those that don't know him, he is very famous, but he's a very humble person, and probably you won't know the many great things he has done. But for that, it's better that he tell us what he has been doing, who he is, and whatever he thinks it's best to tell now about his work and its participation in the PHP community.
Manuel, thank you. Who has to listen to me ramble? Manuel's like, hey, you know, we should do this podcast. And I'm like, man, a chance for me to talk more. That's exactly what everybody on the planet absolutely wants, is to listen to me. But before I do an intro to me, I have to give a shout out to my real employer who is sponsoring tonight's episode, so yeah. I don't get in trouble. And that is a quick thank you to RingCentral for sponsoring the Lately in PHP podcast. If you're not familiar with RingCentral, RingCentral offers full cloud communication. So we're talking message, video, phone in the cloud. And they have a bunch of APIs that allow you to connect and build your own applications on top of their RingCentral MVP platform. So definitely check them out at ringcentral.com and the developer platform at developers.ringcentral.com. And with that out of the way, I'll do a quick intro for those that don't know me. For those that do, I apologize. Usually they wish they didn't, but my name is Mike Stowe, and I've had the privilege of taking over Nomad PHP from the great Cal Evans and trying to build a community of learning where people can really come in, attend live meetups, stream live conferences that they might not be able to go to otherwise. You know, growing up, I couldn't afford to go to a lot of conferences out there, so I want to bring conferences to people right where they're at via the stream, books and resources, professional certification and more. So all that's available at nomadphp.com. And outside of that, my biggest disclaimers, I'm from Minnesota. I'm now in California, but I have a terrible Minnesota accent. So you will hear things like, oh yeah, don't you know? Oh sure, you betcha, right here on the stream. If you can't tell, I think I'm funny. Most other people do not. So I'm apologize for my sense of humor. And with that, Manuel, I'll turn it back to you. But my understanding is something really, really exciting happened yesterday.
Yeah, well, exciting for me, it's common because it's kind of my life for the last 22 years. I started the PHP classes site in 1999. It was a very long time. I'm really an ancient person. Despite my hair, is black. I have a few gray hair, not many, but some people do not believe that I'm 53. And a great part of my life, like 22 years, have been around the PHP community. The PHP community is great, it's huge, and they work a lot. There are a few noisy people, but the most of us work in silence, because they are focused on developing great work. And all of those are heroes, because they have been contributing to make the PHP community better. As you may know, PHP was started by Rasmus, but then Rasmus shared his work with others. Others got interested, wanted to collaborate. And from then on, PHP has been growing a lot. I don't even know how many PHP developers there are. Maybe there are 7 million. I don't have current figures. Some people say PHP is dying. Okay, let them say that.
I'm going to interrupt you because I have two answers for you. The first is, how many PHP developers? Not enough, because it's fantastic language. And in terms of, is PHP dying? And this is a shameless plug. I actually just wrote a blog post on this on Nomad PHP. And I can safely say that while the number of websites using PHP has declined, mostly because there's a ton more websites using PHP or using different languages or more websites out there, PHP is still powering something like 83% of the top 10,000 websites or something like that. Like, it's a ridiculous number. So, no, I'm putting it right now. PHP is not dying.
No. So everybody wants to shift from PHP to Ruby or Python or whatever. They are also nice languages. We have to admit that the developers that created them and evolved them, they also work hard. So we respect the developers that prefer other languages. Those developers have preference. We have ours, they have theirs. And what I always say is that you should pick the language or the tools, the frameworks, or the coding styles that make you productive. But ultimately, yes, it's up to you to produce your work. It's not to me. If you use a different framework, it's up to you. Use Laravel, use Zen framework, use YY, Symfony, many of them. It's up to you. If you make a wrong choice for you, the penalty is for you. So if you don't agree with my preferences, that's fine. So those are your preferences. I have to respect. But let's move on.
I just want to comment on that really quickly, Manu, if you don't mind, because I think that's so important about choice. And for me, you can use any framework you want as long as it's cake. And I say that because cake's
cake. Sorry, I forgot to mention cake.
There's so many great tools that serve different purposes. You know, and that's the thing people lose sight of is, you know, whether you're Symfony or whether you're Laminus or whether you're Yi or whatever it may be. You know, you have to choose the tools that are right for you. And that's the other thing that, you know, we'll pick on different languages. As a PHP developer, it doesn't hurt to understand the different languages because there are things that other languages excel at that PHP doesn't excel at. You know, Go is great for, you know, running server components such as, you know, Kubernetes or containerization. Java has its place, Python for machine learning. And then PHP, of course, it's the most dominant language on the web for a reason. So I think we lose sight of, you use the best tool for the job. And to your point, you use the tools to help you succeed. And if you make a wrong decision, as Manuel put very eloquently, well, that's your price to pay.
Yes. And we are also machines that do mistakes. But the important is not just be depressed because we did mistakes, but fix your mistakes as soon as possible and repeat what went well. And that's how we will progress. And for the latest years, I've been working a lot. I don't mention much outside what I do because those are details of implementation. They are not important for others. It's internal. But the result is great, but it comes slow. It comes slow also because I work currently mainly alone, but that will eventually change. But I'm not always alone. If you think PHP class was contributed by over 4,400 developers that shared work for the benefit of almost 1,600,000 developers. It's a lot of people, but it's still a fraction of the whole PHP community. There is a great part that does not use PHP classes, and that's fine. It's up to them. But there is a part that uses it and enjoys it and loves it and takes advantage of it, makes money, and be happy. All that in whatever order you will prefer. But that's okay. This is just to tell a bit about what we have today. But we need to talk more about the PHP community itself, not just PHP classes. Because, as I said, it's just a fraction of the whole community.
Can you feel it wrapped around your soul? control.